Nova 103.5 Sunrise on a Monday morning. It is just about exactly 9 o'clock. The sound of the Verve with Bittersweet Symphony on Nova 103.5. Your life, your music. Special guest with me now. And he's apparently somewhere under a tree. Hopefully he's taking a bit of a break. Hi there. Are you with us, Ronnie?
Well, funny enough, I'm underneath a tree on the side of the road about 50 kilometres south of Kitmansrock.
Oh, wow. That's stunning. That's stunning country there. But Ronnie, just before we get to it, now you might know that, you know, the radio people, we're a strange bunch. And we do, you know, enjoy the occasional tipple before evensong. So the first thing that the guys asked when we were speaking about this is, how many shots of tequila do you drink before what you guys are busy with, A, becomes an idea, and B, becomes a great idea?
That's a very good question. I'd be laughing if I had an exact number, but it was a few. One of those ideas that started with a few tequilas or beers and has ended up being, seeing us actually under. I think a lot of the ideas that start in the pub don't get much further than that, but at least this one has become reality.
Okay, you guys are now coming to Windhoek. You're going to be arriving in Windhoek on Friday, I believe. So, yeah, a little bit of pressure. You still have quite a way to go, but okay, it's only Monday. And then after that, you're moving on all the way to Paris, right?
Well, yeah, so this is very much for us as a prologue or a warm-up. So we're cycling Cape Town to Windhoek over 2 weeks, which is relatively aggressive. We're on track for a Windhoek arrival on Friday. But then we actually fly to Japan from Windhoek via Tanzania to avoid a little bit of quarantine. And then we start the race to Rugby World Cup proper. So in 2019, I cycled from London to Japan for the 2019 World Cup. And this time, Adam and I are cycling from Japan down to New Zealand for the Women's World Cup, which takes place in October this year. And then we carry on from New Zealand and we cycle up to the Americas all the way to France and then to Paris for the Men's World Cup in September 23.
As a person who loves cycling myself, two things, two observations. Number one, you must love cycling. And number two is your backside must be hard as rock.
Well, the second part's definitely true, just through sheer volume of riding. I do love cycling. I mean, I only got into it late in life. And you know, when we get to meet in person, you'll look at me and realize I'm actually not a cyclist. I'm very much a retired prop, and I find great joy in using the bicycle. I find great joy in using the bicycle as a tool to see the world. So it's more of a tool, but yeah, I do love it. It's been fantastic and it's changed my life.
Ronnie, just I see on the promo piece that you sent to us, Child Fund Rugby. Tell us a little bit about that angle to this whole adventure.
Yeah, so Child Fund Rugby were appointed official charity partner of the 2019 Rugby World Cup, a sport for development program. So that means that they use sport, and in this case, rugby, basically to teach life skills to young people in some of the most disenfranchised communities in Laos and Vietnam. That's where they started. They now operate in Cambodia and Timor-Leste, and they're just an amazing organization. I used to work at Hong Kong Rugby. We used to support them greatly, and they're just one of the most effective charities you can imagine. And it really, and the good news is for us as Southern Africans is that they're now moving the program and starting some programs here initially in South Africa, and hopefully they'll be coming up to Namibia, Kenya, and Zambia, I believe, over the course of this year.
Very exciting stuff. So we're expecting you here by Friday. And then, of course, there's a nice event on Friday evening when people can actually pop by to River Crossing Lodge and hear about your adventures. Have you had any kind of exciting, interesting Namibian-style adventures yet? Or are you okay so far? Because when we go out in the evenings, we look around and we go like, I'm sure other people have never seen something like this.
Well, we're just saying, we're off to cycle literally around the world, but we just had the most crazy adventure already. And today's only our 10th day, second day in Namibia. I mean, off the bat, we arrived in Noord-Oerwer on Friday afternoon, and our plan was to take Saturday off and then start cycling Saturday night through the night, just because the temperatures down there are just extortionate during the day. So we left Noord-Oerwer at 6:00 and just as this mother of all storms started to break out. So we got 20 kilometers up out of the valley, only to be hit by this electric storm, which was spectacular. But actually quite nerve-wracking on the back of a bus. So we set up camp, put up our tent sort of in one of the culverts on the side of the road and spending the night huddled down and just, I guess, enjoying the storm.
You're having an exciting trip. That's definitely a factor.
But it's just part of the adventure.
Yeah, that is this time of the year, of course. And the South has been getting quite a bit of rain. You're actually quite lucky to see the South having gotten so much rain. It's been years since it's happened. Obviously, you brought the rain with us. Cape Town was never as a problem. There's more than enough rain there. But okay, so basically from Windhoek, you're going to be here for a day or two after Friday, I would imagine. And from there, how do you fly there? Straight to Tanzania? Or how do you get there? Do you fly Joburg first? Or?
Yeah, so we actually haven't even booked it. It's quite complicated because we're waiting for Japan, obviously, with COVID restrictions in place in Asia. Yeah. But World Rugby have been amazingly helpful. But it does sound like one of the few places you can fly to Japan from is Tanzania. So we'll fly from Windhoek, and I guess we'll have to probably end up going via Joburg to Dar es Salaam and spending 2 weeks there, and then flying to Japan. But that'll give us a chance, because at the moment we're building our website, we're still getting our content, we're starting our podcast series on the road. So we've got lots of little bits and pieces we want to sort of tighten up, start the ride proper from Japan. And focus on our fundraising, and so that gives us a good chance. It gives Adam and I a chance. Give us two weeks on the road together. Testing our bikes and a few little bits and pieces we need to sort of just get ready before we start the ride proper from Japan.
Amazing stuff! Thank you so much for chatting to us. I'm afraid it's back on the bike for you now. Will's going to have a coffee or something, but we'll be thinking of you at least.
We're very looking forward to getting to Windhoek. We're very looking forward to Friday night. And we're very appreciative of your support and the people from Namibia. I mean, the number of times that people have slowed down and offered us water and ice cold cokes and ice and things like that, it's massively appreciated. So Namibia's reputation for friendliness is exceeding all expectations.
Here we go, Ronnie. So nice to talk to you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, same time, if you don't mind. And then we'll see how far you've made it and then keep track as you get closer to Windhoek.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks very much.
All right, there we go. The voice there of Ronnie Rutland, one of two two-person crew together with Adam Nunn, who are currently cycling from Cape Town all the way to Windhoek. They will be in town on Friday, and you can go to the River Crossing Lodge at 6 o'clock in the evening to spend 2 hours or so listening to their adventures and everything they've been kind of getting up to during the cycle. They're also obviously involved with rugby. They're on their way to the Rugby World Cup, so it's going to be interesting stuff. If you want to take part or be there, on Friday from 6 to 8 at River Crossing Lodge. It's 6 to 8, not in the morning, in the afternoon, right? Late afternoon. Get in touch with Francina at promobasket.co.na, right? So just get in touch, or you can get in touch with us, and we'll tell you how to get hold of Francina so you can book your spot, because I think it's going to be a popular gig on Friday nights.